This is HPR episode 2038 entitled, Attempting to Fix a Plastic Boat. It is hosted by Jezra and is about 15 minutes long. The summary is, using fire and various bits of plastic, Jezra attempts to repair a hole in a plastic boat.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, HPR listeners. My name is Jezra, and today I'm going to try and fix a hole in a plastic boat. Try. A few days ago, one of my neighbors asked me if I would like a boat. He was working on a house, cleaning it up, getting it ready to be sold, and there happened to be a plastic fishing boat there that needed to be disposed of. Instead of taking it to the dump, the neighbor asked me if I wanted it. Shit yeah, boy! Love me a boat. Anywho, as far as I can tell, this boat is made out of polyethylene, and there is a small hole about maybe a little less than half an inch in the front of the boat, on the bottom, where obviously water is going to get in, and I need to patch the boat. At first, I thought I would use some JB Weld, because that fixes everything, but JB Weld can get very brittle. And this needs to flex just a little bit. And as this boat was made out of some sort of plastic, I thought I could just heat up some other plastic and kind of make a weld, do a plastic weld. Bit of research on the internet showed me all about poly welding, where one takes a polyethylene product, cuts up pieces of another polyethylene product, and heats them up and sticks them together. For my application, I'm going to be using propane and parts of a plastic Folgers container. Had coffee. Wasn't me drinking it. So here I am, out in the hot sunshine. There is this plastic and a hole in it right in front of me, and I need to clean up around the area where I'm going to attempt this poly weld. I have with me a random orbital sander that I purchased at the thrift store for $6, and I've got some Hundo grit paper on there. And I know what you're thinking. Hundo is Esperanto for dog. And while you're correct, I'm using Hundo to represent the number 100. So this is 100 grit paper. Anyhow, I'm gonna quickly clean up the area around the hole so that I can start melting it. And this boat was previously repaired, and there's some sort of weird putty stuck to it that obviously didn't do a very good job of fixing the hole. So I just clean this up real quick. All right, got a bunch of that crappy ass putty off of there. And let's see, I think I've got a file somewhere around here. Here we go. Use a small hand file to clean the hole up just a little bit. Make sure there's a rough area for my other plastic to stick to it. If you've ever taken little green army dudes and a magnifying glass and melted them, you are probably a normal person. And you also know that melted plastic sticks very well to other plastic, which is great for swapping heads on little green army dudes. So that's the principle here. I'm going to heat up the surface of the boat to the point where it's about to melt, and then I will heat up a extra piece of plastic that I have cut from the Folgers container and just kind of stick them together. Ideally, they will stick well. I have no idea what kind of plastic the Folgers container is made out of, so this could go completely shitty. Okay, here we go. Let's fire up some fucking heat here. Ooh, that is some hot. So I have a small propane torch, and I am heating the area where the hole is, moving the propane torch in a circle so I don't completely catch anything on fire. I'm gonna try and melt this plastic down a bit. Oh, everything's melting just fine. Ooh. Maybe not so fine, but it's getting the job done. Except that it is not sticking together, so I may have two different types of plastic here. And shit, fire, what a bummer. All right. Turning that off, I'm gonna turn off this recorder and go find some other plastic. I will see you in a little bit. All right, I've absolutely made everything really fucking work. So what I'm gonna try and do now is use a different type of plastic. I have two plastic flower pots that I've cut up and taken strips off of, and hopefully this plastic will actually stick to the plastic of the boat. Chances are it won't, and then I'm gonna cry. And that's okay. I've got fire. Let's see if this works. I also have somewhere around here a metal spoon from my kitchen that I'm using to push all of the plastic into place. That way I don't have to use my flippant fingers. Whoop. Oh, what do you know? Plastic is sticking to the spoon and not to the other plastic. Well, that's grand. Basically, I've probably just borked this entire spoon and this entire project. Oh man, this thing is terribly bad. Should just go get the JB Weld. John Culp, I don't know how you do recording while working on stuff, but it's a skill I need to learn. Oh, and I just lit my boat on fire. All right, the hell with this. Ugh. Well, apparently my boat welding skills for plastic are completely non-existent. So, yeah. Wow, now I have a massive gaping hole in the bottom of this boat. I'm not sure I can even patch that with JB Weld. It is a large hole. Oh, sigh. Okay, I'm gonna let this cool down, then I'm gonna sand it, and then I'm gonna be a non-idiot and talk to my friend who has a, he works at a boat repair shop. And I could probably get something decent from him to help fix this. I wonder if Bondo would work. Probably not. Oh well. Not wanting to be too much of a quitter, I'm looking around for pieces of plastic I can use to accomplish what I'm trying to do before I go and, you know, contact someone who actually knows what they're doing. Anyhow, Sriracha hot sauce comes in a plastic container. So I'm gonna see if I can cook some Sriracha plastic onto this thing. Oh shit, no, dude. Sriracha plastic shrinks down like a damn shrinky dink. Yeah. All right, more plastic. What do we got? Let's go find stuff. Next. You know who doesn't like a quitter? I don't know, I guess me? Anyhow, I found a piece of plastic that works. Sort of, kind of. Burn fire! So the piece of plastic that worked was a plastic pickle jar from the greatest brinery in the world, Sonoma Brinery up in Healdsburg, California. Man, they make some of the most amazing pickles and sauerkraut that I've ever had, aside from homemade. They practically are homemade. Anyhow, the plastic from their pickle container seems to do a good job of melting and sticking to things. Amazingly, I have not burned myself, knock on plastic. And so I am taking chunks of this pickle jar, laying the pieces on top of the hole, and then hitting them with the torch. I am moving the torch in small circles so that I don't get too much concentrated heat. And so far, everything seems to be making a nice, big, messy pile of goo that is sticking to the boat, which is the most important part, that everything sticks to the boat. All right, I'm gonna do this layer of sticky goo and then make another one. Oh, shit, that boat's on fire. All right. Got a pile of sticky goo. Yeah, I can, using my metal spoon, I'm sort of smooshing this around. Smoosh. And honestly, I think it's doing a good job. I won't know until I'm in the boat itself. Now, since I have more pickle jar here, I'm going to continue breaking it into little pieces. And I'm just sticking the pieces there, you know, centimeter by centimeter, little chunks. Pressing them into, that's hot. Pressing them into the melted goop that is currently sitting on top of the hole. Once I have a nice big pile on top of that goop, I'm going to light the new pile on, well, not on fire, but I'm going to heat up the new pile and let it melt into the previous pile of goop. This should give me a nice thick layer of plastic where the hole formerly used to be. And I will tell you right now, it looks like fucking shit. And I'm fine with that because this is all about function and not about fashion. And if there's one thing I am not, it's fashionable. Except when I need to go somewhere, then I'm fashionably late. Mostly because I'm just late quite a bit. Always something to do, and it distracts me. All right. Got a nice new pile of plastic that needs to get heated up. And really, once this is done, I should probably go to the store, get some more pickles, because these pickles are fucking delicious. Sauerkraut is also top notch, off the hook, good stuff. Totally natural, probiotics. Apparently, if you go to the brinery, Sonoma Brinery, and take a tour, they will give you a pickle at the end. So if you ever happen to be in Healdsburg, California, check out Sonoma Brinery and get yourself some damn fine pickles and sauerkraut. All right, let's see, one more piece. Oh, there we go, that should do. Ooh, another piece, so I'll put that on there just for a good measure.
Crank up some heat. Oh, fire.
Okay. Circle, 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 circle. Don't get too close because you don't want to light it on fire. Oop.
Damn, running low on propane. Yep, shit balls, dude. I'm out of propane.
Ugh, total half-melted goop mess. That, due to the lack of propane, it's probably going to fall off because I'm a negative Nancy. Yep. Just take some of this. Yeah, the hell with it. Let's call it good. All right, I'm going to let that cool down, maybe sand it in a bit, and then hop in the boat and see if I float.
Woo-wee! That is so ugly, I'm going to take a picture of it. Brutal. So, I've got the boat mostly in the water.
I did go to the store and picked up another container of pickles because they're delicious. And now I'm walking down to the boat, go and give this a proper test. All right then. Now, because this boat is a fishing boat and it's got a little trolling motor on it, I'm just gonna hook up this trolling motor to my little extra spare battery I got. Okay. Whoa, slow down there, boat. So far the boat has not sank. However, in the boat's defense, there is in the bow and in the stern a large compartment filled with foam, which should most likely keep this boat from ever sinking anyhow. Whew! All right, I am, hot damn, I'm on a boat. Have myself a nice little sit down and I'm floating. Oh, I'm floating and I've got the little trolling motor going. It's a damn beautiful day. How absolutely wonderful. Turn off the motor. Now, let's go ahead and cast out the rod. See if I can't catch something. And I'm gonna call this a success and crack open a cold beer. Cheers. Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.